Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 20th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select.
Woody, you're a bad man, as we say good morning to everybody out there. NBA draft tonight. We'll get into all that stuff. And, of course, you just heard it. Miami Heat do have the 20th pick, unless something happens today. Speaking of happening, my God. Woody, what's going on with the Boston Celtics, man? Oh, jeez. They've just gone, all right, we are way over the cap. We're getting hammered on luxury taxes. We're just going to dump this whole friggin' team except Tatum, who's going to be out for a year with an Achilles. Oh, my God. Porzingis gone to Atlanta. They got rid of Holiday. He's now with the Trailblazers. They're talking about the potential there could be more guys get moved today. I mean, they went, all right, we tried it. We tried to run it back. We're going to pay the extra money for the championship. Didn't work. Time to blow it up. And so we'll see. Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about that thing opening up for a team that was a heavy favorite to repeat from last year and honestly didn't look like the same team even before the injury to Tatum. Man, that team, whew, the East looks a lot more open than it used to. Little bit because of injuries and obviously also because of trades. And hell, there could be more today, and we'll see what happens before this draft tonight. So we do know this, or we got a pretty good idea. I don't know, 99.9% Cooper Flagg is the first pick going to the Mavs. And then the guy, there's always that one guy, and we know this in the NFL draft. Hell, we just went through some of this stuff with guys stock falling. So they've got this guy. We've been talking about the two guys from Rutgers. And how did Rutgers so bad considering they had two of the best players in the NBA draft? Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, who's 6'8", got ridiculous talent, and he's that guy. Now, that guy that doesn't show up to workouts, said no to some workouts for some teams, which I guess nobody does. Like, hey, we're considering taking you as our first pick in the top of the first round. And he says, nah, you know, I won't be coming to that workout. I'm going to skip it. Now, some people are blaming his agent, that his agent's not very good. He's getting, you know, bad advice.
Did you read about the agent by any chance? Apparently, the guy's, like, not licensed. He's had all these crimes he committed. Like, you guys are...
Yeah, no, like real shady. So, like, first of all, what are you doing with all the great agents out there? What are you doing? Second of all, they said he's immature, but he's got ridiculous talent, obviously, when you start talking about a guy being a top five pick and it could be dropping. So tonight we're on the Shedeur Sanders, who's dropping in the NBA draft and how much will he drop talent versus being a real immature young guy. And So curious, team wasn't very good. Said the guy said he was good. You know, they're all doing their homework because you don't want to miss on a guy potentially where the light goes off. This is a hard one, man. It's just a hard one in every sport. We've had them now on just about all of our teams. I was thinking of Beasley with the Heat, too. Like, ridiculous talent. What was he, second overall pick that year? And
it was him and Derrick Rose.
Had the maturity of a 12-year-old. Listen, it's not a shot. A lot of things happen in your background. You don't do your homework, or you think he'll grow up in our culture. Listen, we've gone through all this in talk radio. We really have. And we could get one of those guys in just about every one of our teams, and some teams a lot more than one guy that just, like, uh-oh, we didn't do enough homework, or, uh-oh, this guy's got lots of problems we weren't aware of, or, uh-oh, this guy needs to be in counseling and lots of therapy, and we didn't know. And then you get a guy that just can't handle, you know, what goes on. Listen, man, you're going in through highs and lows. Just about no matter how good you are to start your career, you're going to go through a ton of highs and lows. First of all, for the first time in your life, you're going to be playing against guys that are as good or better than you are right off the bat. You're going through, there's no more playing against a whole bunch of weak guys in college, your schedule, and this goes for every sport. And now you're going against the best. And all of a sudden you're going, uh-oh, I'm going through a little, uh-oh, my move that used to work at Oregon or my move that used to work, my speed move, doesn't work on these tackles. Oh, man. By the way, Dolphins have had a few of those guys they've drafted through the years. And or just in basketball, you know, everything looks easy and now all of a sudden you're getting paid a lot of money and it's a different game. Playing against good players every night. You're not defending. They didn't ask you to defend a lot when you were in college. You just scored. Now you get in this game, and you are just, they're going after you, man, making you look bad. Your guy scoring more than you are, and now they're taking minutes away because you're not playing the system. So some of this, to me, hey, you didn't do your homework, man. We can get on an 18 or 19-year-old because that's what this draft's full of tonight, a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds, one and done in the old day, right, the guys that had to go to college for 1 year and then turn pro. They're talking about 9 or 10 of the top 10 picks are going to be 19-year-olds, going to be guys that were 1 year in college. They've been pampered. Whatever issues they've had, you overlook because they're winning games for you. You could get away with it. But now, the maturity thing, not every guy has got it. You just, whatever, background, what we can go through a zillion things that cause it. I'm not a counselor. I only go to them myself. But this will be an interesting one to see what happens to Ace Bailey from Rutgers.
This is what we've been saying, though, man. This is going to keep getting worse. As, you know, you start pampering these guys very young. It's just going to keep getting worse, this entitlement, right? Like who the hell is this kid to decide who he wants to work out for, who he wants to get drafted by?
They've already said, though, what he's very immature.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot. Like, he was getting ripped by Paul George, and, like, you don't want to start getting ripped by a guy I was using on a podcast. You don't want to get ripped by vets, you know, before, because those guys all did it.
Those guys all
worked out for teams. Like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, this was...
Why would you want to set that precedent to start things off here and try to decide where... And by the way, I think it'd be great if the Sixers drafted him and held him hostage. What they should do. You shouldn't let him fall to a team that he wants to go to.
I think just like, the exact opposite. Works, but... If you're immature, let him be immature on somebody else's team. Because if that light doesn't go off and you take that guy too high, by the way, nobody's going to talk about, we really stuck at Dace. He wasn't very good for us, and we're getting ripped and going to get fired for the pick. But, hey, man, that was really – we showed him. Not Woody.
If he's the best player there,
Woody, that's dumb.
At three when they pick.
You're sounding really stupid.
Well, they can't just let him slide, Joe.
You can't? So you're going to take a guy that's got the maturity of a 12-year-old.
You're going to let him win, and then you're going to see a lot more guys do this stuff.
So what happens if the light never goes on? All we do is talk about guys that don't get
it. Well, the other teams behind them want him. So, I mean, the only thing I would say is just don't let him slide for free. You got to make those other teams pay, man. Make them trade up. Make them do something to get to that pick.
What if
we start seeing this in the NFL more?
Woody, this can happen to every team's aware of the Ace Bailey didn't show up for this workout and has got – they've all talked to his coach. They know everything about this guy. And if they don't, and you're talking about taking that guy high in this draft, again, you want to go through the list of guys and how you talk and I talk about the front office guys when they take one of these guys – we're not blaming Deion Jordan. I don't blame Deion Jordan. Well, what are you laughing about? I'm not blaming Deion Jordan.
There's
I blame the Dolphins.
There's not a ton of outrage.
Jeff Ireland.
It's the NBA draft, and I don't know how many people really get worked up over the NBA draft, Joe. But if this was the NFL draft and you had quarterbacks at the top of the draft, I'm not going to work out for that team. I won't even go meet with them. I don't want to play there. What are we going to do?
Well, they're
if you set this precedent, what are you going to do?
Well, we've already had a couple guys do
that.
That's a
bad
example because they ended up both being really good quarterbacks. Eli Manning and John Elway.
But that's a long time ago, man. I'm saying if this becomes a regular thing and you got guys at the top of the draft that are like, I don't want to go to these bad teams, what are we going to do?
Got to wait and see if it happens, Woody. We've had some guys bark a little bit about it, and we've heard these rumors, but nobody's done it. It is a bad look.
What if you get a guy that doesn't care about the money as much and is like, I just don't want to play. This team's got the first pick. Boy, don't pick me.
They do care about the money, though. You sounded good, though, Woody. You want to go through that topic?
Well, this guy's obviously willing to pass up money.
You're really trying. I think he's really clueless, by the way.
He may be.
And by the way, the agent is just as bad as you are. The way things are handled. And again, you're 19 years old.
I just think it's a very dangerous precedent to have guys deciding where they want to go.
Just because you're really talented, physically, you're 19. I don't know what you were like in 19. Maybe you were more mature, Woody. I know you seem like you were more mature.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at all.
But I was not. I was 19 going on about 12 and got married at 24 going on 14.
But I don't think it has anything to do with this guy. I think he's in bad advice.
Yeah,
I think he's getting very bad advice. The people around him are not doing a very good job helping him out.
You've had a few people tell him, hey, maybe this agent's a bad idea. But anyway, hey, listen, that'll be part instead of going back and forth on this because I disagree with about 9,000 things you've said this morning on this.
So you think it's okay to just allow this
precedent
to
take place?
I'm not
going to take a guy as soon as I find out he's really immature and
someone said no chance the NBA pulls an NFL and lets him slide like Sanders. Could you imagine? He ends up getting picked like late in the second round or doesn't get picked at all.
Well, he's going to.
He's too good.
Everybody's brother's going to take a chance on him in the second. He's going to get taken in the first round.
Yeah, he's going in the first round. He's going to go in the top 5-10 picks.
Hell, they were saying he's going to be the third pick there for a while behind his sidekick at Rutgers, Dylan Harper. But we'll see what happens tonight. Hey, that's why we have it. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. By the way, you want to talk about one of the great gifts we've been given here on Radio in the Morning, Aaron Rodgers. I don't know, like, I've known of Aaron Rodgers and went to my school, and he's different. He was different at Cal. You find out he's pretty petty. He is. He's petty. He's been a great quarterback. Never take away from his physical talent. A lot of teams whiffed on how good he was. Green Bay hit the jackpot. He won a championship. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's a weird, weird dude. This stuff that he carried on about his wife wants a private life and he doesn't understand why people won't leave him alone, his personal life, and they're following him around the beach in Southern California where he lives. And then did I hear him say, and now I just want to warn everybody, don't ask my family stuff because I don't talk to them either.
He's the most like unaware guy, man.
And by the way, he goes, and I promise you this, even though I go on this national show that's on all day here on ESPN, I want to let you know when I'm done playing, nobody will ever see me. I am going super private away from everybody.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? One more year, by the way. So one more year, and then that's it. You'll never hear from him again. What are the odds of that? No more presidential races, right? No more of that.
He didn't
no
say that.
No more podcasts.
He's had it with being famous and people wanting to know.
Yeah. That's poor Aaron.
He's all over the place, isn't he? Though he goes on this show and. and he gets into everything. But
why are people interested in my personal life?
Then he breaks down
while
this woman.
I'm on the most popular show on ESPN.
Is there a chance we find out this woman doesn't exist and he's just been saying all this
stuff? Manti Te'o to everyone?
He says, I want to let you know my wife is super private, and when she wants to come out, she can come out, but she's made it clear she wants nothing to do with this, and I'm asking everybody to leave her alone. Okay. Everybody's kind of wondering, though, after the last three, what you've done to them, how this one's going to hold up. You do kind of wonder. He did admit, though, he goes, why would I open up? You seen what happened in the last few relationships? What they've said about me? Hasn't gone well.
I just don't understand why everybody's so interested in my personal life, but please watch my interviews, and please also maybe watch my documentary if you get a chance too, streaming now. What is with this guy? Like, does he not understand the irony of the stuff that he says?
So I guess that the thing, you know.
Yeah, he's a weird dude, man. He's just so weird.
I don't know how many people listening this morning have had issues with family. Look, we all have. I got to be careful what I say. But yes.
You want to go to break and regroup your thoughts here?
But I know everybody's different, and I do. And I understand there are people listening right now that don't have great relationships with brothers or sisters. And I know there's people that don't have great relationships with a mom or a dad or that hasn't been involved in your life. I get it. I've got kids of my own that felt, you know, a little bit like that. So I really understand. I do. And I've had in-laws that don't like me. And I have in-laws right now that do like me. Should I just go to break here before? But I don't get the Aaron Rodgers thing, man.
He wears it like a badge of honor, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's like,
hey,
man.
He was so proud. Don't talk to my family.
I don't talk to my family. If you're talking to them, I don't talk to them, so it's a waste.
They won't know.
Like, great, man. That's great. And by the way, it's been more than a decade. Okay. Kind of makes you wonder. So you know, I can't lie to you. I have my buddies and my cousin who lives up there that knows, and he said, they seem pretty normal to me. They're like, I don't, maybe he doesn't like the religion, you know, the religion they're involved in. I don't know. Hey, all right.
I think he's like, hey, Pat, I'm going to lay low this week. I'm tired of people talking about me so much.
He can't.
I'm just going to lay low instead of going on this week and complaining about how people talk about me.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I'll tell you one thing. You're playing for the Steelers now, not the Jets, and they're used to friggin' winning. You better be good, brother. You better be good, because they're counting on you.
But this is it, though, right? This is it. He said it's the last year. This is the farewell tour.
This is fun, and he's with an organization he respects. He's taking a zillion shots at the Jets, huh? He's just killing them. I think, yeah, they play each other. That's going to be fun. All right, South Florida Chevy dealers, fun to talk about every day, man. Boy, I'll tell you what, you're getting ready for that summer vacation. I just had the airport trip from hell that a lot of people out there have had, and it's happened over and over again. Every time I try to get to Sacramento, it's a disaster. And so a lot of people are going through the same thing and have just said, I'm getting myself a nice SUV, and we are traveling. We are traveling to the mountains in the Carolinas. We are going to the West Coast. We're going to have the family together. We're going to get spend some quality time together. Well, if you need that, South Florida Chevy dealer's got some great-looking SUVs that would be perfect before you go on that summer vacation this month or next month or the month after. Whether it's a Tahoe or Suburban, I start with the big boys because I just love my 2025 Tahoe. It's got so much room. I don't need that much room, but it is comfortable, man. And then on top of that, I want to tell you about the midsize SUVs. The all-new Equinox, oh my gosh, is fantastic. Got so many. First of all, great look, but all the technology. The electric Equinox SUV, spectacular. The 2025 Traverse, plenty of room, man. Not only plenty of room when we talk about these midsize SUVs, we're talking about better performance, plenty of room for the family, and plenty of room for your cargo to really have a great experience. And, of course, Silverado trucks, the most durable and our number one selling big dogs that we have, the Silverado truck. I always tell everybody they got a custom truck. made perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck or needs to be a family truck, stop by. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Got some great deals going on right now. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers. Ready for you with that test drive today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a sick society, isn't it? It's a sick society. I lived in the public eye for 20 years. I had public relationship. How did that work out? You know, I had people leaking my home information and making up stories that we bought a house together. I had people calling the paparazzi. I had people, posting personal life on the internet. And where are we at in society where that's like the norm now? That just because I'm not selling wedding photos to the magazines or leaking personal information or making a loving post on Instagram. And look, you want to do that? That's fine. It's your own prerogative. I don't care. That's just not what I want to do. I don't want to be a part of anything. I told you, when this is all done, I'm out. You won't see me. And I know that I've chosen to be in the public eye for one more season. But my private life is staying private.
He really, you know, he is the smartest guy in the world. I mean, he's the smartest guy in the NFL, not in the world. But he, you realize you're on this show, right? This is not your local show that is your best friend from when you grew up. And you're on a national show, and everything you say is going to be used by everybody. But you want to stay private. You want everything private.
Taking a shot at you, by the way, you tabloid readers out there, man.
I don't.
Because I know you want to see those wedding photos.
Well, I'm just.
The front page of one of those magazines at the checkout line.
Hey, I got to tell you something. You put yourself out there when you decide you're going to date a supermodel, an actress, and a race car driver, a famous race car driver. And they're all obviously attractive or somewhat attractive. You're going to like be in the news when you do that. Tom Brady never bitched. Tom Brady went along. He was talking about being with a supermodel. Nobody made more money than her. Do you ever see Tom Brady coming out and going on the McAfee show or somebody's show? He did a show up in Boston. about football.
I'm going to miss this guy if he does go away permanently like he claims. I mean, I'm guessing there's no way that'll ever happen.
Oh, no, listen. Everything he said made news. It's just according to one more year for the hardcore football fans. Excited about playing for Pittsburgh because he, you know, respects the culture and what they've built and their, you know, and their fan base and everything. And then he got into the family stuff so that TMZ could also jump in there a little bit and go, all right, we got some Aaron Rodgers stuff. Like, all you do is feed into it by going on that show.
Yeah, he
like,
should have came out, by the way, and just said, oh, by the way, after this season, I'm going to need teams to really beg for my services.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm going to probably want to play, but I'm going to really need you to beg, and I'm going to make you wait right up until minicamp. He's not going anywhere.
I don't know, but I tell you, so the Dolphins, of course, December 15th, play Pittsburgh on the road. Cold weather game in Pittsburgh. We've seen a few of those through the years. And it'll be interesting because I am not one of those people who think Pittsburgh's going to be as good as a lot of people do. And now they got Aaron Rodgers. People think, all right, this is the best quarterback they've had since Ben Roethlisberger, which might be true, by the way, might be true. And so they all of a sudden feel a lot better about their team. So we'll see. I'm not sold on Pittsburgh. Listen, there's a lot of teams that are outside. Let me ask you this, Woody. Outside in the AFC, not to bring it. We got plenty of time for this. Outside of Baltimore, Buffalo, and I guess you got to throw Kansas City in there because they seem to still be together and winning all those tight games and finding a zillion ways to win last year. Crazy wins, right? Tight ball games. Teams, you know, couldn't handle a snap, missed a blocked field goal, but they find a way to do it, and great teams do. But outside of those three teams, is there any other teams that you're just going, man, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore? I think Baltimore's got a really good team again, but is there any other teams in the AFC?
I think those teams are head and shoulders above the rest.
I know Broncos and Chargers might be really good.
But I think those teams are dramatically better than the rest, though, too, man. Like, those teams are elite.
I
don't know how any of these other teams jump past them, Joe. I mean, and you look at, like, last
Woody,
year.
Woody, those
like,
might be the three
Houston.
Best quarterbacks in football.
So the teams that finished behind them, yeah, well, they are the three best. The teams that finished behind them are Houston, Los Angeles, the Chargers, and, you know, Steelers, Broncos, Bengals.
Right.
Colts, and then us. So how do any of those teams jump them? I just don't know. And the problem, again, yes, is they have the three best quarterbacks, and that's not even debatable.
I didn't know.
It's just not. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Oh, man. Yeah. No, it
Jalen
looks like
Hurts, Jared Goff.
And by the way,
Baker,
the fourth, the, Joe Burrow might be.
Jaden Daniels.
Joe Burrow might be number four behind that group, too, right?
Love. Like, who
like
is
the in
the
AFC,
best?
Joe yeah. Burrow might be the next best quarterback in the league. I don't know.
I don't know how anybody jumps past those three teams this year. And the Chiefs might be, by the way, they might come out on fire here because they're going to be pissed off about what happened in that Super Bowl.
Losing a Super Bowl the way they did?
Yeah. So you might get a motivated Mahomes and a Kelsey who's on a farewell tour. Like,
we'll see. I mean,
by the way, Josh Allen's got to get sickening to listen to the, you know, you haven't gotten one yet.
I
want Lamar, same deal.
No, they're all in the same boat. They're sitting there, all those teams looking at Mahomes going, hey, guys, we didn't win it last year, but we found a way to once again beat all you guys and knock you guys out, or you didn't make it, or somebody else knocked you out of the playoffs. Hey, we got the NBA draft tonight. Kind of curious to see how this thing plays out. And, of course, the Heat, as of right now, have the 20th pick. We'll see if that changes. What about Walter Clayton, guard? I haven't seen everybody, but I think he's really clutch. What do you think about Walter Clayton, the guard from Florida?
He's going to go through guys you saw in the tournament.
Yeah. That's all I can go by. Unless you want me to steal the names right off the TV.
Oh, man.
That's where I am, man. But yeah,
it'll be good for the home fans, I guess.
You don't like him as a player?
No, he's played well in the tournament, Joe. Well,
I'm going by that. I just playing the big games. He was pretty good, man. Pretty damn good. On that Gator run that they just had. We got a big show coming up today. Really excited. Bill Zito, Panthers general manager, will join us, and we're going to make another run at Geltzy. Brian Geltzeiler will join us. We'll talk about the NBA. Man, I got to tell you, I know Boston was way, way over the cap and getting hit big with luxury tax. What did I hear the luxury tax? Did I hear $150 million over for luxury taxes? That's okay. So they definitely gone, all right, this thing didn't work, and they're shipping guys out. If you haven't been watching what's going on, Porzingis is out. He's been traded to Atlanta. Holiday also getting traded. He's going to be playing with Portland, and they're talking Jason Tatum's out for the year with the Achilles. He won't play next year. And then they're still talking about getting rid of some more guys on that team. Wow. So we'll see what happens today. And, of course, Giannis.
It's actually not the worst thing to do, right? I mean, I told you during the break, maybe the Heat should have thought about shaking things up kind of in this way, right?
They're
a little late with it now, but, well, they're obviously, they saw how the things ended and thought that things got stale, and they're like, all right, we're going to make some serious changes here and make a run at someone.
But they seem to really like their number one picks, and they still look like they think the development of a couple of those number one picks. I don't know if that's I'm like everybody else, man. You're kind of looking. It's like the Dolphins. Like, okay, what's out there that you can really do at this point outside of go with the guys that you have on your team? Are you going to get somebody? And Dolphins, of course, have a month still to month, and I guess during camp, you can always bring in a veteran cornerback. But this thing with the Heat, what do you do? What's the answer to get more scoring? Or are you just going on the old culture development program that everybody talks about, and how they take your G League guy or your 10-day contract guy and you let him go and they pick him up and they give him 20, 25 minutes a night playing off the bench or even in the starting lineup? Maybe they seem to like Jovic. They seem to like Ware a lot. And maybe, you know, not giving up on Hawkes. I don't know. I just don't know what they can still do to really upgrade this team. And what would they be working on today before this draft if they got to throw in the 20th pick? And what can you get with 20 that can help you right away? Because let's be honest, Riley's never talked about development of team. He's about winning right now. One thing everybody has always said when you're a Heat fan, you know, one thing about Pat Riley, he's about winning right now. He can do about right now winning. Not worried about 5 years down. He's about winning right now and getting as many wins as you can and have a chance to play for the, you know, the championship. So this just feels, unless he just thinks they're sitting around going, you know, we're just sitting back. We haven't done anything. But the East seems to be coming back to us a little bit. Could that be? The Eastern Conference doesn't seem as strong. Look at what Boston's going on. So, anyway, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we say good morning to everybody. College football. My God, has anything changed more than this college football? It's incredible, man, from the NIL to the transfer out of control portal to all these teams changing conferences, and now the Pac-12 has put together a group. We'll come back and talk about what they've done to my old conference, because it's got a different look, man. Holy smokes. We'll have that for you in just a moment. But first, want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. ED, low T. It's summertime, man. Summertime. You're getting ready to take a vacation. I hope you're not taking a vacation and sit around and sleep and the wife cuddles up next to you and ain't nothing happening. Because you guys are now friends because ED's kicked in and you got low T and you're just a mess. And you're going, well, this must be normal. I'm getting older. This is the way it is. It doesn't have to be. Not if you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I don't know, man. Summer vacation. One more little trip and I'm like, hey, let's go have some fun. Let's do some long trips and let's do some traveling, man. So Atlantic Men's Clinic, I know how it worked for me, and I had full-blown low T and ED. I mean, no energy. I'd gained weight and was gaining more and more because I wasn't doing anything. My sex drive was gone. Nothing there. It was hit and miss for a while, and then it just became miss. It was terrible, man. I was getting shut out. It was bad. And I want to let you know, excuse me, if you're going through it right now, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. They're professional. There's a lot of places out there. I've seen some of them, but I want to let you know, Atlantic Men's Clinic does it the right way. We got a new location for you now in Hollywood I want to tell you about. But let's get to the good stuff. Go down there and meet with them. If you know you've got low T and you know if you have ED or not, go get the T, the PSA test done. Meet with their professional staff and let them put you on a program that will knock out all your problems, and I mean quickly. You will see great results quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. There's a reason so many men, when I go in there, there's a lot of guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. They tell me men in their 90s are going down there. Call them today. Set up that first appointment. Knock out something that's been bothering you for a long time and you don't know where to go. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. 877-455-7300. It makes a big difference with 7 locations in South Florida. Easy for you to make an appointment. Go down and meet with their professional staff. Get that testing or go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go ahead and get you your weather. It is brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 79 degrees at the moment. There are thunderstorms in the area. Rain is possible at 8 a.m. Hopefully it'll clear off, Joe. I don't know if you have a match today. But.
No match today. But, it was heard the lightning and thunder here this morning when I was sitting in here. Just getting ready for the NBA draft tonight, the Cooper Flagg number one pick draft with the Mavs. And then, of course, we always like to find out what's going to happen with the really talented guy that everybody's talked about, how good he is. And then you find out he has said no to certain teams and has not worked out for certain teams because he doesn't want to play for them. Ace Bailey from Rutgers, 6'8". And now everybody's wondering what's going to happen with everybody said, hey, listen, he's really talented, obviously. When you start talking about a guy who could be the third pick in the draft. But got an agent that's not very good. Also has made some decisions not to work out for teams, which has turned some people off, obviously, when you're thinking about drafting them. Although, I don't know, man. Somebody told me I was going to be a high draft pick going to Philly. Maybe I wouldn't go either. That thing's been a disaster. How'd that big three they put together work out? I think now we're trying to figure out if Embiid and the knees. I don't know how you get your knees back. Somebody's going to have to explain to me how you get your knees back when you got bad knees. And they've been bad for a while. How all of a sudden as you get older, they get better. And you can play like 70 games of the 82-game schedule. Somebody got to explain that to me.
Well, that's tanking gone wrong there in Philly, man. They did that for years, remember?
Yeah. And by the way, look at all the disasters. Guys that were either came in and were injured or guys that just never worked out, they've had some problems. Yes, that has been a disaster.
But guys getting bad information, this is the problem, right? Because I think this is going to start earlier and earlier and earlier. And it's not only just entitlement, right? Because we talk a lot about that, and I think this guy is incredibly entitled. But it's bad information and bad people around you. Because if this guy falls, like instead of going three, like if he falls, he's going to lose a lot of money. That's the other thing, too. Like you're screwing yourself out of money. Why would you want to do that?
I think he's probably thinking and being told that you're going to play for 10 or 12 years and get two or three contracts and be making $300 or $400 million.
And that's
in your
just
career.
Stupidity because that's obviously never guaranteed, right?
No.
Like that to me is just peak stupidity. Like, You got to maximize the money you can when you can, right?
So to be fair, we're talking a lot of these guys are going to go in these top 10 picks are 19 or 20 years old. Most of them 1 year to college. I don't know how much high school because now everybody's playing travel league and very few players are even playing high school basketball. We got a lot of guys playing in these travel leagues, super leagues, and all this stuff that. I just don't, the maturity level, I don't know what you were like. I said this before at 19. Mine was...
No, not very mature, but... And you would hope that these guys have people around them that at least give them a little bit better information.
You get the wrong people with you, and you said that, and you get an agent that's telling you stuff, and you start believing it because you want to believe that, you know, people... I don't know what the family situation is. But, yeah.
You never know how a situation's going to work out either, right? Like, just to you know, put these teams like, oh, I'm not going there. You never know how it's going to work out. Look at the Washington thing with Jaden Daniels. Look how that worked out.
Yeah.
How nicely did that work out?
It's worked out great.
Look at the team that just won the championship.
I don't know if that's
playing out in Oklahoma City.
I don't know if that's a good example because that guy played a lot of college football. That guy, pretty mature.
But it's not just that. It's like you can go into a situation and you can make it better. Like you can make the best of it. Like, this guy's just, I don't know, man. I don't know why you'd want to leave money on the table to go to a place that you think is better, but.
I don't know. I don't know if Ace Bailey's got a mother and father or people he can lean on that he loves or that he can trust or that talk to this agent ahead of time to make sure, because I don't know why. Is this his only client, basically? This is the only client he has?
Yeah, from what I gathered, yes.
Why would you do that? Why not go with somebody that's got a few guys? Why not go and talk to a couple of veteran guys in the NBA?
Maybe the agent's not aware of how this whole thing works, that he gets a commission off the contract, and that if he goes higher, he makes more money.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not aware.
Why would you? This is not a time to be, hey, I want a guy just going to focus on me. Yeah, he got plenty of time because he's the only guy he's got. Yeah, I'm not sure why you wouldn't jump in with one of the groups and listen to somebody can help you through this. Because they've said, listen, he's very immature. He's a really good basketball player when you talk about a guy being the third pick. But that's a tough one, Woody. You and I disagree on – they're talking about him going third overall again this morning.
Yeah, because you can't let him dictate where he goes. You can't allow that to happen. Like if you're Philly at three and you know that these other teams that he's put on his list – this guy, like he thinks he's Kevin Durant or something – and makes a list of teams that he wants
right,
to play
without
for.
Without doing anything in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Durant's playing in the league for 20 years and has, you know, obviously accomplished a lot. And this guy is, you know, the guy who won MVPs. And this guy is, hasn't played a, you know, minute. And he's got a list of destinations.
Right.
So draft him or make one of those teams trade up and give you something to trade back. Like, if you're not going to take him, but don't just pass on the guy altogether. And let him go where he wants to go and let these other teams get him as a freebie. Like, that shouldn't work that way.
I don't know, but so you don't get that workout, which, by the way, is also an interview where you get a chance to, without everybody around to talk to him. And I don't, boy, if there's somebody close you feel more comfortable with. There's been some real disasters because of maturity and guys that just never got it unless you get veterans to put their arm around you and realize they need you and are going to really work with. There's been a lot of guys in that league that have just been duds that never got it. It just the like.
Well, let me ask you this: if it's let's put the Dolphins in the situation, and there was some, you know, prize quarterback, and he was like, "I will not play there. I think this franchise is a mess."
But you said that before. Only two guys have ever done it.
I know, but let's
nobody's
say this
done
becomes
it in recent
let's say
years.
This becomes the norm.
But it hasn't. You want me to play?
Would you draft a guy against his will? What if you were the Heat and you were picking third? Would you draft this guy against his will?
I don't think.
Or would you? Or would you take a player that's not as good because this guy's holding you hostage?
All right. So
how can you do that?
I hate your football thing, but I will tell you, if Ace Bailey
move it to the Heat,
was defined to the Heat and dropped at 20.
No, not 20. If you were drafting at three,
no, I wouldn't take him.
And this guy was the third best player, clear cut.
I don't think the Heat would take him.
So you would just say, we're going to pass on this guy, even though he's the best available player, and we're going to let the teams behind us take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a problem.
You would take him?
I would certainly make sure I got something in return for that pick.
Well, I don't
know. If I was Philly. You can't just pass on the guy and say, you know what, you guys take him. He'd rather play for you guys. You take him. I know he's better than the guy we're taking, but you guys, he's yours.
Boy, if the warning flags are up that a hurricane's coming, I'm just.
Well, he also doesn't have a choice. I mean, you'd have to play if you drafted him.
Yeah, but.
I know that's not a great situation. I get that, but.
I mean, there's been. You want to go through the Beasley thing down here?
Yes.
I mean, I think of that one. I heard him crying the other day, and nobody even give me another chance, man. I don't know what I've been through in my life, and I'm like, you know. And
that guy was on a bunch of teams, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the same problem. He scores 20, a guy that he plays against scores 40. And he's like, they got just second overall pick was just a disaster. As good a offensive player he was, and he by the way, he can get up in the morning and score, you know, he just couldn't learn the system and just doing his own thing. And you think that team, that group over there in the Heat want to deal with that? Seriously.
I think the NBA has so many issues that they're dealing with right now.
Well,
between players not wanting to play,
well, what do you
between
got?
Every star tearing their Achilles.
They do.
I mean, they have so many issues right now.
But they're also dealing with guys that have been in college 1 year.
Yeah.
That aren't very mature.
And got paid a and lot of money
honest.
To be in college.
Let's be
for
honest,
one year,
that
by
Rutgers
way.
Program had potentially the second and third player in the draft, and they didn't. Did they make it to the tournament?
No, but they've also, these are teams that are players that have been paid a lot of money and pampered in college.
Right.
Those road trips in college are nice.
By the way, you don't think that happened in travel league basketball?
Sure.
For those guys, too, the year
high
before?
School, yeah, there probably was a bidding war for these guys out of high school, yes.
Anyway, Woody, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. Oh, my gosh. I looked at the new Pac-12. I want to cry. Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State. They ought to call it the
Is
state.
Is that Bo school?
No, Bo school didn't even make it. I thought
they didn't make it.
I thought Bo school.
San Diego State?
No, San Jose State.
San Jose State.
Why can't you always do that? You need to take a trip to California.
They
Seriously.
Didn't get in?
No. They even got Gonzaga basketball. Gonzaga doesn't have a football team, but they won that basketball team.
Nice.
And then got Washington State and Oregon State, the leaders.
Yeah.
Man, that thing.
That stings, yeah.
Man, that's changed from the good old Pac-8 and Pac-10 days. Wow, has that changed? Oh, my God. All right, hey, I'll tell you what hasn't changed. Talking about Baptist Health South Florida and the top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country. Man, have they put together an all-star lineup of doctors. Doctors that have seen every kind of injury possible. How good are they? Well, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, Inter Miami. Speaking of Inter Miami, getting ready to play again. Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all use for team doctors and for their surgeries, Baptist Health South Florida doctors, man. They put together a team of specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. That's all they do, man. Specialists. Specialists at one part of the body that know how to get you healthy. They have seen it all. And I got three great locations for you to go to. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Well, I tell you what, easy to get to, great doctors. The next time you need a second opinion or you need to see a doctor, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day when it comes to sports. That's about getting you healthy, team and individual sports, back out playing the sports you love so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.